Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. This show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, as well as 1798Part2.org, as well as RepublicReview.org. And actually, I'm working to hopefully get that 1798Part2.org up and running, because it's going to be critical as we move forward towards the general election. Right now, we're in the trenches fighting in the primaries. Unfortunately, we're not necessarily involved here in the local area, but I'll give you more on that film at 11. As I always say, and I definitely say this every day, this is the only show on air that is actually asserting a finite solution to our constitutional crisis in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution. That being said, if you cannot listen to this entire show today, then it will be rebroadcasted tomorrow from 5 to 6. It will also be rebroadcasted Saturday from 1 to 2 in the afternoon, and Sunday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. So you have three other chances to actually drink from the trough and try to absorb all the content that I unfortunately am going to pour upon you at this point in time. This is an educational show, and many parts of these shows refer to previous shows, and these shows build off of each other. You have to understand that if you're going to stay abreast with what I am doing, what we need to do, you really need to listen to all of these shows. Thus, it's being rebroadcasted a few times for you to do that. But more importantly, if you cannot, because it just does not align with your chaotic schedule like most people, you can go to reclaimingtherepublic.org and download your KSBN podcasts so that you can stay abreast with that. You'll also find my Red State Talk Radio podcast there as well. For local announcements, we have Rob Chase not having a meeting this week. Sorry. And I'm going to say this. He also put out his last little email, not to ping Rob, and I'm hoping to have Rob into the show, but he needs help. He needs help. He needs somebody else to do this so he can really focus on his campaign, because he's not getting support from a lot of Republican leadership in this effort. And unfortunately, a lot of it's personal politics. And it's unfortunate that we can't step above the fray and actually, you know, look at what the qualifications and the merits are, and looking past the personality conflicts and so forth. But that seems to be a norm here in Spokane. On the 27th of July, Rob is supposed to have a meeting, but it's TBD. And that's my point. If somebody could step in and kind of help him in, you know, doing the production or producing or getting people on schedule and so forth, I think Rob can make the meeting. He'd probably be better off missing some, because he needs to get out and do meets and greets and so forth. But anyway, the 27th next week, next Friday, it will be a TBD. So hopefully for next show, when I broadcast next Wednesday, we'll know who that is and be able to inform you why you need to be there. Rob is doing a critical service for Spokane County. He's providing very informative speakers so that people can learn about the issues. Don't know about his opponent and what they contribute, but I'm not getting any feedback or email. But if I get Rob on the show, I'm hoping to get Mary on the show as well, so that she can provide us with, you know, how she has been a contributor to the county, not just somebody that is taking a paycheck from the county recently. Anyway, and that way we can really find the qualities and the merits and qualifications of these individuals who are running, who are seeking your vote. We're the employers, they're the employee, and actually the real employer is the Republican Party, because they're the ones that need to be doing the endorsing of the most constitutional candidates. And if they're protecting their brand, that's how they're doing it. But, and I believe that that's exactly what is happening now. That has not been the case in the past. But I also understand that we kind of inherited this election and the situation the way it is. But moving forward, I hope to see some significant changes in the politics in Eastern Washington as we move forward. But as I always tell you, that the Northwest Grassroots movie night, which was, it was another great movie night. It was packed. And so you definitely want to, I think there may end up, and if you keep going to these and you keep getting informed and contributing as a part of this local community informational service that the Northwest Grassroots is providing, I think they're going to be forced to move to a different venue. And that would be a good thing, because that means that more and more people in Spokane are recognizing the importance and the necessity of getting informed and getting involved. I'll talk more about that film at 10. Well, it's been a year since I actually did my presentation out there at Northwest Grassroots, but you can still watch it if you go to the reclaimingtherepublic.org website and you hit the Take Action page. It's the link on the right side. You just hit Take Action and go to that page, and then down a little bit, you'll see the YouTube video link. Click on that, and voila, you'll actually be able to revisit that, and you'll actually be able to, you know, enjoy the brilliance of the presentation. And I would even recommend having all of your friends over, have a big party, and present that video for entertainment purposes. You could even use this for your kids' birthday party coming up. I think they would really, you know, be very happy to have that kind of quality entertainment as they turn, what, 5, 6, 8, or what have you. Anyway, Red State Talk Radio, as I have been doing the educational thing on a daily basis here, I've been covering the Jefferson, Kentucky resolution of 1798. And so anybody that has, you know, an inkling, if you watch that presentation, by the way, if you, you know, if you have your kids and your neighbors and so forth come over and watch, and you all watch that, then I would encourage you to read the Kentucky Resolution of 1798, written by Thomas Jefferson and the Kentucky legislators. And as you read that, you will see Republic Review and the auditing process jumping off of this sheet, because that's exactly what Jefferson did. Instead of, you know, creating, you know, internet communications and working online, he wanted to set up committees of correspondence to work together in rebuking the federal government for overreaching and violating their contract. So I'm just letting you know that as you start getting more and more informed and more educated, you're going to start connecting the dots. And as you do, the picture is going to become very clear. There is only one way to save our constitutional republic, and that is through Republic Review and auditing the Constitution. And so the other thing I did on Red State Talk Radio this past week is I had four of the gubernatorial candidates for the Wyoming governor's race on and interviewed them. I interviewed each of them in a segment, asked them all the exact same question so people can hear how they perceive the Constitution, what they would do, and so forth, so that people can start differentiating between one candidate and the other. I think it's really important, and I'm hoping to do a follow-up, but I will tell you this. If you also go to reclaimingtherepublic.org website, at the very top, right underneath home, the home link button, you will find that I have candidate endorsements. I have three candidates in the state of Wyoming that have signed the commitments, and the pledges are on the pledge script. I'm actually going to put one up there for Washington State, as if we'll get a legislator to actually sign one, because I think that they consider it a political death to them that the left will exploit them for supporting the Constitution. Since when is supporting the Constitution some radical thing or some form of terrorism? That's how far they've been able to move the dialogue in monopolizing the narrative within our education system or the national indoctrination centers. Anyway, let me move on, because I've just got a minute left and I still want to cover some of this stuff. Avista, there are rumors going around that they're, you know, it's being revisited and so forth. Until this is dead and buried and cold in the ground, do not let up. Keep calling, keep poking, keep prodding. Do not let up. Do not think that, they're going to reevaluate this. No. Keep on calling and keep on harassing these public appointees from public servants and say, you are going to decimate our economy. You're going to put people's lives in danger. You're going to cause a health problem, possibly even a health epidemic. There is, unless they want to be known and own this new term called energy poverty, they better do their job and keep our public utilities in the form that it is. And they need to start moving our public utilities back to a true public utility instead of a profit-based center where CEOs and those types of people are making millions of dollars. This is just ludicrous that our public utilities are becoming such a cash cow for all of these people, because we need CEOs with names to make those things work. Are you kidding me? Anyway, I digress. I just want to tell you that this is a very important election year, and you can count on me railing more and more as we get closer to the primaries. And so with that being said, I know I'm at a hard break here, and as a matter of fact, I'm clairvoyant because I anticipated that music. So anyway, I've got a couple of sponsors or a couple of little ads here, a promo and a sponsor. So we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor in the promo. And I have more election information for you and more content. So we'll be right back. Thank you very much. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so I am back, and I think it's a film at five-ish time. Actually, it's four-ish, but anyway, instead of letting you have to wait for another hour, let me just tell you this. And actually, do you happen to know, or are you a mail carrier? Do you happen to know a mail carrier? This may be the time of year, like Mother's Day, that they kind of just dread going to work because their mailbags are extra heavy. Because the ballots just dropped today and they're coming to you. And whether we like this system or not, it is the system that we have to employ and execute at this point in time until we can get it changed. And there is no way There is no way we will get this changed until we actually get maximum voter participation. We're shooting for 100%. I know that's a very lofty dream. However, I think we were in the 20s last year for the primary and barely 30% for the general election. And that is abysmal embarrassment, period. And so I need you, when you get that ballot, to fill it out. Don't even put it down. Just plan on when you get home, going through your mail and getting that ballot and filling it out. And I will just tell you, vote the slate, vote Republican. And if you don't know, I'm going to be giving you some endorsements as of next week, those who I am supporting. And so I think it'll be important that you tune in next week, because I'm planning on having Aline in, and I was going to talk about this a little later, but I want you to go back to my podcasts on April 18th this year, as well as April 25th. The reason these two podcasts are important is Aline Lindquist Aline. If you look at these podcasts, I'm terrible with names, so forgive me. I have no excuse other than I'm just incompetent when it comes to names. It's just amazing that I can get the framers' names right. Maybe it's just the repetition. But Aline actually goes through all of the details as to what is wrong with our system and why we are in danger when we have bad turnouts. Voter turnouts is essential. If you subscribe to this concept of a self-government system, it requires you to vote. That is one of the most essential parts of engagement as a self-government system. You have to vote. And if you are not, you are surrendering to the very few ideologues that are very organized in getting out. I'm telling you, the numbers do not support a blue Spokane. We maybe one small slice of Spokane may be blue, but if we had 100% turnout, I think we would all of a sudden see a shining red Spokane. And if you understand what I'm talking about, this is Republican and Democrat. And I'm really not necessarily a party, because I have my problems with the Republican Party, but they're nowhere near the problems that I have with the Communist Party. Go read the National Democratic Platform. It is the Communist Manifesto on steroids. Let me be clear. If we can get a maximum, literally a landslide election in these next few years, to where we can start getting state legislators that are going to literally start protecting us, one of the first things that they should do is getting rid of, scuttling this whole concept of ballot, or this voter mail-in ballot crud. We need to go back to polls. We need to go back to precincts. We need to go back to actually having greater accountability, instead of bureaucrats and government employees having control over who is counting and how it counts. Because that's exactly, go listen to her as she describes this. This is so important, my friends. If you do not understand what type of a corrupt system we have, and I've been talking about this, I say this a lot on my national radio show, that you cannot separate ideologies anymore. We are so politically polarized ideologically that you see what's going on with the deep state, with Strzok and Page and so forth. These people cannot separate their ideologies. And as a matter of fact, as this guy, was defending himself, Strzok was defending himself, I don't think Representative Gohmert did a good enough job in pointing out that here's a guy that couldn't even be faithful to his wife. And then he's telling us that, he was faithful to his job as a bipartisan person. Are you kidding me? Anybody that has an opportunity, and if you know that everybody else around you are ideologically wired like you, things go amok quick. That's why it is important that we have equal representation at every level of our election process. In other words, making sure that we have right and left, involved, because that will increase the integrity and open up a better opportunity for whistleblowers, because right now you don't get any whistleblowers and everybody thinks it's all working great. That's because the left is in complete control. Look, we've got Stevens County up north. It is a leftist that is the auditor, the person that counts the ballots up there. It's the same thing. And the people that come in are government employees. They're all wired the same. We have to start, and the way to start is getting a maximum vote turnout in taking back control of the state legislators so they can undo this ungodly mess that we have been straddled with. Anyway, I also want to point out, and I think Lynn will point this out as well, but I want to make sure I point this out, that the lower the ballot turnout is, or voter turnout is, it is easier for the election to be manipulated. And election fraud, based on our hokey election process, becomes very evident. And as a matter of fact, go back and listen to that, Aline again. Those are very important. I don't want to play those again. They're there and they're available for you. We need to move forward and start talking about the issues and what we need to get behind. We need to, and as a matter of fact, if you don't think it's important to invest in your government, like Soros has been investing billions of dollars in your government, then, and you're not doing anything to oppose that, then you're going to get the government that he wants and you're going to rue the day. Period. You will rue the day, because that is a part of the self-government system, and it costs money. It costs money to put the show on. It costs money to get a campaign going. We need help. And as everybody looks at the expenses and the costs that they have to expend in trying to help, you don't have to write the big checks. If we had the 37,000 businesses, those who were politically wired all contributed an equal or a fair share of support in, you know, whether it be advertising for shows like this and supporting candidates and their advertisements and getting the word out and creating forums. It costs money to put these candidates up into a venue so that you can actually start having debates. Who pays for that? Soros. Soros is paying for it now, and if you don't want to pay for it, then you're going to get the government he wants, because it is a part of self-government. I can't emphasize this enough. I'm not blue in the face because I'll never be a communist, but I will tell you that the communists have control, and if we don't start fighting, and it takes, like I said, it just takes a little money. It takes, you know, if you've got $2, you can contribute to a campaign. And let me put it into this perspective. There's a few hundred thousand people here. How many people could afford $2 a week in supporting a given candidate? And if you supported your candidate for state legislator and all of the votes that are within that district, you're probably talking about a lot of money. So it's the Bernie Sanders model, that you don't have to have a few big checks. If you have lots and lots of little contributions, that will overwhelm our electoral process. But that's how we get involved. And that's how we can do this. I'm asking people on my national show. I'm guest hosting down in L.A. I was on L.A. last week, talking to them about contributing to Wyoming, Tennessee, and these dark red states. If you can help us get those states to turn, then they can start leading. And actually, I think people will start seeing more progress and feel more confident and want to be participating. Once we have a working model and we're moving forward, there's no doubt in my mind, people will see this, and this will be the crimson tide, the red wave, whatever you want to call it. Because this does work and it will work. So if you want to change the course of our direction, you have to vote. Everyone has to vote, and we need to have maximum turnout. We're going to do public service announcements, and we're going to be focused every week on the show up until the primary. And hopefully we won't be licking our wounds like last year, period. So I hope that helps, and I hope that helps me just kind of move forward. But like I said, Elaine is going to be on. She's going to be on for a segment, and we're going to talk about this hokey election process. And like I also said, I hope to have some candidates in here to help you verify their qualifications. It's time we stop literally going, you know, I understand why certain people get radio shows and certain people get TV shows, because there's this thing called this, that person has a face for radio. I get it. But we have to stop doing that to our electoral process. I remember reading about the statistics that more handsome, more attractive candidates typically win the presidential elections and other key elections because that's how people think and they vote. We got to stop this. This is why it's important to demand that you get these people out and get them to start articulating where they stand and how they're going to protect you from your, you know, this onslaught of tyranny from the government, both state and federal. I'm in a heartbreak. And so I have a little bit more for you. We've got a half a show down. We've got a half more to go. And so please stay tuned. I'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Okay, so I am back, and actually before I dive into repeating myself, let me just say this. I would ask you that you would consider making an appointment with Dr. Tracy. I would find it an honor and a privilege for you to be supporting those who are supporting the show. If you have a dentist, I would just challenge the reasons why you have loyalty to that dentist, because if that dentist isn't advertising and supporting this community and fighting for it and taking it back, and he's not a dentist, because I'm telling you, I'm a very, 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 very picky patient. And I can tell you that Dr. Tracy by far is superior to any of the dentists I've ever had. And if you meet me, I want you to look at my two front teeth. And you tell me which one is real and which one isn't. And so he's that good. And this is not a crown that on my two front teeth. It is a little cap or a filling, if whatever you want to call it. So anyway, I would ask that you, if you need a dental appointment, hurry, because we're coming close, you know, to possibly no longer having any type of sponsorships, and supporting my sponsors and supporting the sponsors on this radio station, like I say, is critical. We have to start doing that. Stop supporting those who are hiding behind political correctness and stop supporting those who are actually supporting the progressive model, period. Okay? I'm not going to rail on that anymore, but everybody needs a cleaning every 6 months. So go see Dr. Tracy, get your cleaning. And as a matter of fact, he has this program. Call him up and ask him, hey, do you still do that referral program? Because I'd like to sign up, come in, and bring some of my friends with me. They would love it. Anyway, let me move on, because last week I kind of talked about the fact that Spokane has this blue bastion and there is no excuse for it. It's literally, actually, that's all it is, an excuse. There is no reason for it. That's a better way of putting it. But we have done a terrible job in articulating the stark contrast between communism and so forth. And as a matter of fact, we have not done even a decent job in connecting the consequences. This is what I did not say last week. We do not connect the consequences of this leftist government. One of the most, it's not my idea, it was one of the most brilliant things I had heard, is what should be done with all the fecal matter in San Francisco and in Seattle and all of these huge, what do you call these things, poverty centers or homeless, you know, where they're encampments of homelessness down in L.A. and so forth, where they have these huge encampments. There's all this human waste that's all over the place. I believe, and what this person said, is that every leftist candidate should, you know, you should basically put some of that in a bag and you should tie it around their neck and make them wear that for this election. That is one particular consequence that you can actually leverage and take advantage of. Everything they do is marketing. I go over this all the time. The problem is we are not marketing the issues as to what they are doing. The city council that has given you these road diets, that has constrained your productivity, that has impacted small businesses and the economic engine of Spokane, if you do not start marketing this and making them wear and own these decisions and these things that they're doing to us, then they're going to continue to do it and your life's going to get worse. And as I talk about this in a business perspective, you know, businesses are complaining because this is affecting them. Well, you know what? If you're not going to pay any money to make it better, then it is going to get worse. It costs money politically, and Soros knows that, and that's why they're in such an advantage here when they shouldn't be, because they're getting that support. Go look at the donors. The majority of the donors are either out of state or they're leftist slants. Anyway, we need your help, period. I need your help. Everybody needs your help. We all need to start working together. And again, that first punch in the face is going to come from a landslide and a mandate in the voter process. If everybody commits to at least doing that one little job we ask of you to do, if you can commit to doing that and getting it done, and you can cowboy up, if that's, you know, because that's politically incorrect nowadays, then that would be great. And I, like I said last week, I believe that the blue-collar Democrats will start abandoning their party because they're starting to realize that it is the party of slavery, not the party of opportunity and equality, liberty, individual liberty, and individual sovereignty. And as I also said, that, you know, we need to get the businesses motivated in getting a part of this. So I'm going to grovel here, and I do this daily practically on my national show. If you've got time, you've got a phone, you've got a computer, you can actually help me. You can help in the local issues here, and I'll be happy to throw you some data and happy to get you engaged. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, and I've got a phone. Let me know what resources you have. Please, I'm begging you, do not reach out to me if you want to, if I've had people reach out to me and say, yeah, I want to help you. But when I ask them to do the specific things we need, they say, well, actually, I just want to do this. And that's actually no help to me. They're already doing that anyway. And I'm going, okay, so you go ahead and consider you're helping me and you just do that. And I will go on and look for more help. I appreciate the fact that they're listening and they want to get involved, but that's not help. We have very tangible tasks and we are task-oriented. We're result-oriented. If we want results, we have to get these things done. And so if you want to help, let me know. I'd be honored to have other people stand shoulder to shoulder with me and fight. And as a matter of fact, I've got a good video out there with me and Trevor Lawton talking. And I was really humbled with the support that he has for Republic Review. So I would just recommend that you get out there and watch that. The other thing I did want to get into the Wyoming governor's race, I've already kind of mentioned this, but like I said, Taylor Haynes has jumped on board with Republic Review. So I now need to reach out to those folks. But what I am also doing, and if, like I said, if you go to my election endorsement or candidate endorsement page on Reclaiming the Republic, you will start seeing that that's actually going to start getting populated. I expect to see some Tennessee names getting up there. If I don't, it's because they're hiding behind some political correctness, because I get it. There's a lot of people that are afraid of supporting the... This is an indictment on how far the left has moved us, that the Constitution has become the evil thing that we have to fight. Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh. Anyway, I will tell you that if you start watching the news, if you start looking, and even though things seem to be going good, do not let the Trump effect or the Reagan effect fool you. They're just buying us time. There is no way, no how, the federal government is going to relinquish any of its unconstitutional roles, responsibilities, and powers. And in saying this, that what that means is, as a self-government system that we have, the only people left to do it is you and I. We have to do it. Hopefully, by the time you're done with this motivation seminar, this one-hour seminar, hopefully you'll be motivated to at least vote, and hopefully you'll be even more motivated to start contributing, start throwing $2 out, start throwing $5 out, whatever you can afford to supporting those local. And I'm begging you, if you can throw money out to these candidates on my candidate endorsement page, they would love you, and I believe, and I'll put it to the way I'll say it the way I say it on my national show, that by supporting these men that are willing to sign this pledge, they're not just supporting their constituents, and you're not supporting their constituents. You're supporting somebody that is going to protect all of us. These people are willing to stand up to the Leviathan. They are David's willing to go out and face Goliath, period. And when we get a few Davids going, more Davids will come. I expect to have a few states that will become the Davids to stand up against Goliath. So if you can help, if you have a little bandwidth of $5 a week or what have you, throw some love out to these folks that are on this, because these are the folks that have actually signed the pledge. And if you want to see the pledge, go to the petition scripts page on Reclaiming the Republic, and you'll actually be able to pull up the pledge for Wyoming, Tennessee. And the only difference in those is, one, the name, and the oath that the states require the elected public servants to take that oath. So the wording changes. Like here in the state of Washington, where you only have to support, but supporting is enough. You still have to support it. If you step on it, if you do anything other than supporting it, you're violating the Constitution. And so I can leverage that as well as I can leverage, because we're all, as you've heard me say, that oath of citizenship is implied upon all of us. It is a birthright and not an entitlement, but it is a duty and a responsibility and a duty, period. We have to uphold the oath of citizenship. Even though we don't have to raise our arm to it, it is a birthright responsibility and a birthright duty. Anyway, the other thing I want to throw out here to you is, I'm not sure if you get a chance to read the scriptures daily, But let me ask you this. Why? Why do you read the scriptures? I'm going to tell you that most of you read the scriptures so that you understand the word and so that you can recognize perversions of the word. I will equally tell you that that is the same reason why you need to be reading the founding documents so that you can equally understand the perversion of our government and the perversion of the laws that they've been creating. And so that's why it's important, getting informed, getting involved. And as you can tell, I'm up at a hard break. So give me a couple minutes. I will be right back to give you more information to wrap up the show. Thank you so much. We'll be right back. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, so this is it. This is the last segment. Welcome to the end of the show. Anyway, let me get into the apprehension that we kind of deal with these politicians that don't necessarily want to jump on board with this. There are plenty of them. And I know that in a blue state or purple state like this, a primary reason is that, you know, it is the consequence of supporting something so radical like the Constitution. Anyway, so let me get into some of the details. As a matter of fact, let me start off with the fact that because I have a process that is working in these red states where people, oh, absolutely, they get on board. They quickly recognize this. They're not thinking of, oh, well, I've got a lot of constituents that may not vote for me anymore if I seem really constitutional, because that's a red flag. That to me, that's not a red flag. That's an indictment on the education system and how it's perverting this nation. Because if it is we, the people of the several states, that is the government, and they're saying that that concept is bad and evil, then we have really turned our paradigm towards a statist government. And if you don't do something, if I'm just trying to motivate you, if we don't do something about this, like I said, we got 2 to 5 years, we're going to lose this Constitution and our republic. But anyway, first thing I like to ask, if you can't get on board with this, then I'm going to come at you. If you're a politician, I'm going at the politicians and saying, okay, well, give me an academic argument to refute that the Constitution is not a contract, that the states can't do this, and that the federal government has no authority in violating the contract. There's been no amendment to allow the Supreme Court to make constitutional changes. There's been no amendment to allow the executive to write executive orders to inflict and legislate and so forth. There is no amendment to allow Congress to assume anything without an amendment. The point is, if you can't come up with an academic argument to basically say, no, I can't do that, then you have to take, you know, maybe one of these two types of paths. It's a political thing. In other words, maybe you're not a person that is going to want to deal with the political consequences of too many constituents looking at it that way. The problem is that you just don't want to take these politicians don't want to take the effort to try to educate their electorate to understand why this is important. Because to me, it's this easy. It's a contract. And what person doesn't want their labor contract to be honored? What person, I mean, this contract is the most important contract in our lives because it protects our liberties. It keeps the government from actually ruling over us tyrannically. It keeps them from being able to arbitrarily set how much water you can flush in your toilet instead of, you know, now being forced to flush your toilet twice or three times because you've put a load on it. My point is, my friends, that that is not government's job. It never was. It may be the state government's job if they want to amend the Constitution and say, we want to regulate this facet of your life. Will you let us do that? Same thing with the federal government. We are constitutional republics, both at the state and at the national level, the federal government, general government, whatever you call it. Our U.S. Constitution is a republican form of government. Therefore, if you have a political problem in getting behind this, then we're here to help. We're here to provide you with the educational material so that you can either educate or you can at least start clarifying to the people that, you know, this is something. Do you think this is good? Do you think this is good? Because some of them like the entitlements and the safety nets, but that doesn't mean those things go away. The state can still provide all the health care and education and all the garbage that the federal government is doing, and it'll save us billions because we won't be employing bureaucrats to create regulations 3,000 miles away from us to inflict upon us and make us compel us to comply or else we go to jail. The other way of not getting on board with this is ideologically. Now, there are those that have this ideological theory that, okay, well, maybe we should, allow government to do this. And this is just a better way of doing that. Well, it doesn't matter. Even if your ideology doesn't align with it, it is still a contract and there's only one process of changing it. That's why I'm saying you can't shut this down academically. You cannot argue against this. Dr. Vile couldn't argue against this. He's written 40 books on the Constitution and he teaches the Constitution. He doesn't like this because it will change his life. He will actually have to work to try to get money into the college he works at instead of getting this, you know, federal dollars dumped into their lap every year. That's right. All of that money then goes away. So we will actually have colleges that will be supported by supply and demand instead of government and government manipulation. So as I start looking at it, and as I have conversations with some, you know, I know it comes up ideologically to go, you know, but there's a lot of people that depend on this. Okay. The problem is that if we stay on our current path and we do nothing, and it is your job because you want to be a state legislator, you are a state legislator, and you do nothing, then you're not leading. Because leaders, in differentiating between a manager and a manager does things right. Leaders do the right thing. You have to recognize that we are heading off the cliff. We cannot continue to spend money we don't have, especially the federal government spending money we don't have. They have no business holding back the states. And I give you a good example. Wyoming paid over $5.5 billion in tax revenues to the federal government in 2016. They received about $2.5 billion back for the management of their land and all their other stupid programs, road diets or what have you, with strings attached. What happened to the other $3 billion? Well, maybe that went to pay down the debt or maybe it went to another state. But literally, Wyoming got shorted on the deal because they didn't get any return on that $3 billion that they sent in. And my point to the Wyoming people is, and I'm sure it's the same thing with Washington, actually look at all the numbers. Don't, when they start telling you, oh, well, this state receives more from the federal government than any other, does that mean it's a deficit, though? Because the states are literally in a deficit. Because the federal government receives almost $3 trillion from the states. The point again being is that all that money now does not necessarily have to leave the states. All of that money now that the federal government doesn't have to spend can actually stay in the states and do a better job more effectively and actually meeting the local requirements instead of some arbitrary bureaucratic requirement that says Common Core is what you have to do. Are you kidding me? It will actually stimulate open thought, open competition with education and all sorts of things. These strings completely go away. And we will be able to unleash our economy. We'll have access to our resources. We'll be able to harvest timber wisely. We'll be able to manage and be stewards of our property so that we don't have to be inflicted with the fire seasons anymore. Wouldn't that be nice that we wouldn't have to have all the fires that have been completely out of hand for how many decades? My grandfather was a logger, and he said at the end of the 70s, going into the 80s, these new policies will cause out-of-control fire every year. You're just going to have nothing but problems. And he was absolutely right, because we have nothing but problems. We have to manage the land if we are going to live safely in it. And, you know, in California, they actually have laws. You actually have to go and do land clearing around your property. And because they can't guarantee you're going to get firefighters to come and protect your house. Anyway, the whole point I'm trying to stipulate or trying to make and articulate with you is that if you want to get unleashed and you want to free our economy and you want to actually save us from going into financial ruin or many of the other courses of ruin, we have to take back the contract and get the government to start abiding by it. And then at that point, we can start figuring out how we can move this forward. So if you're looking to become a leader as a state legislator like Thomas Jefferson, like James Madison, I implore you, I beseech you to learn and understand what great opportunities are and use those as marketing tools. Use those as ways to help the public understand how much brighter our future will be when we break the chains of slavery and dependency on the federal government. These are Madisonian and Jeffersonian principles, and because the Constitution has not been modified to change, you know, this government to be able to manipulate us and do all of these other things and have all of these other powers and deep state and so forth, it is incumbent upon all of us to support you one way or another in helping this message get out. And that's why I can't tell you how important, how paramount it is that, you know, this show and the conservative voice starts ringing loud and clear. Let's call this the Liberty Bell. We need to start ringing it daily. We need to make sure that people understand the dire consequences ahead and the opportunity we have in getting off this course. We can get off this course quickly without hurting people. In contrast to how people have been hurt, people are losing their property. People are losing their lives as we continually ramp and ratchet up government. I know people are concerned about the potential consequences of stopping some of these things, but I'll just give you one example. CAFE standards have killed more people than anything else comparatively, and stopping this stuff will still have nothing to do with the men of deaths and CAFE standards. I'm done. I've got to get out of here. So have a great day. Have a great week. We'll see you next week. God bless.